You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
It is Stage Direction. Alice is away today. So it is Stage Direction with me, Beth, and Jin, who has come in to chat with me about his show, Body Story, which is a part of Auckland Pride Festival, and specifically Auckland Pride Elevates program, which is sort of like a, what do you call it, a part of that. Yeah, can you just tell us about your show? It's a physical dance theatre piece. That sounds very interesting indeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you want to just tell us a little bit about the show?
Yeah, first of all, thank you for having me here. And
yeah, it's great.
I thought I would be way more nervous, but I'm a big fan of podcasts, and it's kind of a sort of a dream come true. I feel like I'm sitting in the podcast environment on my own show.
I love that. Very excited podcast.
Fame. Yes, show Body Story. I'm professional dancer, choreographer, dance educator, been in the industry for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And this is my solo debut work. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned before, it's a solo dance theater work. The show explores the theme, mostly focused on my identity.
Yeah.
And the stories come from being immigrant, originally was born and raised in China and then moved to New Zealand, being immigrant queer and being immigrant mm-hmm. queer artist. Mm-hmm. So a lot of stories and my life experiences that accumulated to this point and I think gave me the confidence, and sometimes you just feel like when the universe is right and you feel like now is the time.
Yeah.
I'm willing to share my story and
yes.
As a dance artist, as a dance practitioner, and obviously movement is my platform. And mm-hmm. When you come to see the show, obviously there will be lots of physical, visually and challenging and intense and virtuosic movement involved. And also I'm really proud to say that there was an incredible group of artists that are supporting me for this show.
Mm-hmm.
And people always say it takes a village to achieve something, and I can't agree more mm. with that. And with all the everybody's input, their artistry and put into this project.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to share this as part of Auckland Elevates Pride Festival. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really exciting. It's your debut solo show.
Yes.
You've worked on other dance film projects in the past.
Yeah.
Although I suppose since this is your first solo one, are you feeling a little nervous, or how are you going?
Interesting you're asking that. Is that as I mentioned before, I'm in the industry for a long time. So
yeah.
I worked in Japan as a musical theater actor for mm-hmm. 5 years and performed roughly around 1,000 shows mm-hmm. as a musical theater.
Wow.
You do at least 7 shows a week.
Yeah, insane. Yeah.
And so being on the stage for a long time, and when I moved to New Zealand, I studied at Auckland Unitech Institution,
yeah.
dance department. Really fortunate after the graduation, worked with New Zealand Dance Company and the most well-known dance companies in the country. Mostly when you work in that environment, it's collaborative environment. You work with a lot of other dancers. You work
yeah.
with many different choreographers. Mm-hmm. For this one, it's quite nervous.
Yes.
When all the eyes is on you and all the decisions come from you. And
yeah.
when, as I mentioned before, all my incredible collaborators and contributing all their ideas and their feedbacks and their interpretations based on mine,
mm-hmm.
it's quite nervous to start with. But the process is nothing but enjoyable so far, because from the nervousness at the beginning, now I feel like I'm a student, a dry sponge student. I'm just trying to absorb
yeah.
everyone else's you know, their brand, to pick their brain to understand, you know, where they come from,
yeah.
their perspectives, viewing of life and art and
yeah.
Their abilities. And yeah, it's just nothing but enjoyable. You know, I feel like I'm not creating a show. I feel like I'm having some free education all over
yeah.
again.
So, yeah. yeah. Maybe that's sort of like a double-edged sword as well, like in a good way, in that, like, I guess it may be nerve-wracking, but also you have this like autonomy over your show, right? And mm-hmm. And maybe yeah, that's cool.
yeah.
yeah. So you were telling me that one of your latest dance film projects was exhibited at Auckland Art Gallery.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, being a dancer and choreographer for their many years, I always have this kind of interest and fascination about dance films.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that since 2008, a while ago, and I made a couple of independent dance films where I featured in international dance film festivals. So that mm-hmm. kind of gave me the confidence of, oh, dance not necessarily has to be presented in the theatre settings, and can be having extension of media
mm.
and share your art with a much bigger board audience.
Mm.
And the opportunity, I was really fortunate being the one of the artist of 27, I believe, and
mm-hmm.
featured as Aotearoa Contemporary Exhibition
mm-hmm.
At Auckland Art Gallery last year.
That's awesome.
I had the privilege to create this project called Doku Dance, which mm-hmm. is a shortened version of documentary dance. It's quite a simple idea, which is documenting my dance process and my practice daily. So the entire exhibition lasts 114 days, and I submit one video per day.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go visit the exhibition, you get to see me in dancing in different countries and different
yeah.
public settings and
cool.
daily with my own dance practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the idea is always quite simple, and mm. Normally it's quite hard to find a perfect balance to exhibit your live performance
mm.
in the art gallery setting. So
mm-hmm.
I'm really glad and Auckland Art Gallery gave me the opportunity and for a dance artist to showcase their works
for sure.
in the dance film format.
Yeah, that's great. Let's get back to Body Story.
Mm-hmm.
When and where can people see your show?
Yes, that's really great and important question.
Yes.
So the show, the season opens on the 18th of February
yeah.
and it's 5 nights season, and it's between 18th to 22nd of February, and you
mm-hmm.
can find me at Q Loft Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there will be... the other really important thing I want to mention is that even though I said it's a solo show,
mm-hmm.
however, I have my incredible composer, Alistair Deverick, and will be on the stage performing with me.
Oh,
so the
great.
Entire show... will be performed with live music. So regardless your dance, theater fan or not, and I'm guaranteed that when you come to see the show, you get a bit of experience with live music and live percussion.
Mm.
Alistair's incredible percussionist, and yeah, so it's action-packed show. Please,
excellent.
Book your ticket, come to see it.
Book them now. So you can get them from Q Theatre's website,
yes.
Or from Q Theatre itself. Cool. It's been a pleasure to talk with you, Shin.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in. That's Stage Direction.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
On the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.